Blog Talk Radio.
It might seem crazy what I'm about to say. Some sure should heal, you can take away.
Recorded that song because every time I hear it, and that's why I play it on Monday and Friday, I'm happy. So I'm happy all the other days too, but Monday and Friday I come to you early and I want to start your day happy. So I went over this a whole bunch in December, but change your thoughts, change your words, change your life, and let's start out happy. Today is Friday. And it is the end of the week for some people. Now, if you're in the hospital, it's never the end of the week, but Friday is the end of the week, so everybody can enjoy their day. You are listening again to Bonnie Albers on Air, and I am an RN. I'm a legal nurse consultant. I'm a life coach and counselor, and I specialize in love, romance, relationship, and sexual issues, and any issues or life issues that you have. So I am so excited to tell you, you can get a hold of me on Facebook at Bonnie Mosenter Albers, or you can get a hold of me through my email, BAlbers714, my birthday, happy birthday, at AOL.com. I just put up my website again. I've taken three down because I wasn't happy. One was my counseling website, and I kind of wanted to combine it, and then that didn't work out. So I now have a new website I'm still working on, but it's up, and it's BonnieAlbersOnAir@Weebly.com. Also, BonnieAlbersOnAir.com, I think it is. So I have two of them, and either one will bring you to my site. And my shows are embedded, I think, in the blog. So if you do want to go back and hear it, and you listen to the archive and can download it there, you can download it actually on my website. So, and you can also contact me there if you'd like a reading. I do personal readings and coaching and life coaching and counseling. I usually combine them all, but I do have my own counseling practice, and I've had that for a long time. So I call it intuitive life coaching. And if you'd like to sign up for a session, please go and contact me. I'll let you know the amounts and what I charge and how you can leave me the money. Because used to be I had a PayPal button, but PayPal, I got, you know, some people didn't, got some crazy things going on at the holidays. So I'm back to my old way. I have like a thing that I can take a credit card from you, or you can send me a check. Anyway, just to let you know, I've now become a columnist. Yay! I am Ask Bonnie on the magazine. It's an internet magazine. And it's called Psychic Insight Magazine, so you can get it at www.psychicinsightmagazine.com. I'm the front page, so I'm so excited because I actually can touch a lot more people that maybe read that magazine and have questions, but you know, can't call into the show. But if you have questions for me, I'm like that Dear Abby that was here, and I'm so excited because I grew up with Dear Abby, even though I'm only 17 and she's no longer around. I think it's now Ask Jean. But anyway, if you do have questions, send them in. There's an address at the bottom of the magazine that you can send all of your questions to. You don't have to put your name, just an initial or a number so that I can answer you, and you will be in the magazine. And it comes out quarterly. It's written by Jerry. The CEO of the magazine is Jerry Humphreys. He will be on the show, I think, in 2 weeks, and he has been on. He's a hypnotherapist by trade. He's a Reiki master to the umpth degree because he teaches it. He also is a pet communicator and a pet psychic and a pet finder, and he's a psychic medium. Very, very, very gifted man. So he will be back on, I think, in the 27th of January. And again, we've got Andrew D coming. Andrew D is going to be coming in February, and so is Gregory Scott. He's my tarotist. They're both on YouTube, and Andrew has his own show, and he's a fabulous, fabulous medium. You can look him up at andrewd.com and find out all about him. We have some fabulous guests coming this coming week, and I want to go over them before I actually start talking to everybody. But hey, everyone. Hi, Deep. Hi, Intuitive. Hi, Texas. I see you all out there. You know that I can't write, read, and talk at the same time. And my girl, and Kelly, Candy isn't up yet, or maybe she's coming. She's going to get in chat and chat with you. But Kelly is having some issues with her house, so she isn't around for the next probably week if anybody wants to know where Kelly is. She is coming back. It's just that she has no internet at her house. This coming week, guys, I have some really cool guests, and then I'm going to get into talking about a subject that I'm going to carry on into next week. But we have Monday. I am giving up half of my day for this woman because I couldn't fit her in soon enough, and I wanted you to have the availability to talk to all my guests next week. So next Monday, I am on from 9 to 10, and then I am bringing on a tarotist from the UK named Anne-Marie Sylvester. She's a medium. She does tarot with her medium. she is going to interact with you. Her website, go to it before you actually listen to her if you want to see how she works and see what she looks like and who she is. Her website is Moonstone Tarot. I think it's .uk.co or it's moonstonetarot.com. Her name is Anne Marie Sylvester. You could probably Google her. And she is going to talk to us. She calls herself the ordinary medium. Well, you know that nobody's ordinary in our book. So it'll be interesting to hear her story. She's a lovely lady, very, very proficient in what she does. She also does platform over in the UK, and she's getting more popular and more popular. And she's coming to be with you on Monday at 10 o'clock. Then on Tuesday, we have a numerologist. I love numerology, although a lot of people bring numerology into their readings. Carol Patton is a numerologist. That's what she uses to see your future, your past, and what you have going for now. Her name is Carol Patton, like I said. She says that she can tell you why you're placed on Earth and explain to you the reasons you're here and what's happening in your life. She gets very personal in her readings, and I am offering her to have a whole 90 minutes on Tuesday. So she's taking my slot again, Carol, which I love that she's going to interact with you. She's going to talk to you. She's going to get your numbers, and she's going to read for you. So again, I love that we have a talk show because we'll find out all about Carol and how she got into this and how she sees numbers. Numbers are so far crazy for me. I see months and numbers if Spirit gives them to me for your reading, but oh my God, she can calculate these numbers and tell you what they mean. I'm so impressed. So I love numerologists because that's so far from what the numbers to me jumble up anyway. So she's coming Tuesday to read for you and to talk to you. I love that. On Wednesday, we have, and I thank everyone for Kelly for giving up her Wednesday hour. But Wednesday, we have Ron Cole. He's going to tell you again what's happening in the sky. And I love astrology because it's ever-changing, ever-evolving, yet we have fixed signs. We have fixed planets. Well, they kind of move, but I love astrology. I'm learning so much from him in the year that he's been here. But at 2 o'clock, we have one of the five. They say there's only five in the world. One of them is John of God. He is Peter Langhorn. He's from the UK. He's a psychic surgeon. He's also a medium psychic. And you can go to his website because he just put his website back up again, www.peterlanghornpsychicmedium.com. And see what he does. It's really cool. He transfigures. So he transfigures into this psychic surgeon named Reginald. And he also has a Native American Indian that he brings through named Sabu. So you're going to be able to hear from him, hear what he does, how to make an appointment with him, why he does this, and hopefully Sir Reginald will come out. So we are going to take a couple callers. Please be on that queue as soon as you can because I don't know with our hour and, the difference in the time zone for Peter. I needed to get him in quickly because I know there's a lot of you that want to talk to him. And we will put him back on again. But he has an hour and he will only do a couple people because that's what his guides tell him. He also does mediumship work. So I can't wait. We're offering Peter Langhorn Wednesday at 2 p.m. We're offering him to you, and it'll be really, really interesting and cool to hear what he actually brings to the table. He says there's only five of what he does, and I saw him on Skype, and to tell you, he changes. His whole face changes when he turns into Sir Reginald. So it is really cool. I don't know how he'll do it or how it transpires over the radio, but at least you'll get to hear him. You'll get to see how he works. And if you want to hire him, you go to his website and you'll also see him. Now, what I'd like to talk about today, and I'm really excited that I get to talk to. Hi, Maggie. She's Organic Skies. I see you. I love all of you and thank you for coming. Thank you for waking up. So if there's any questions in chat, if I can read them, and when I get done talking, I will read a couple. So whoever has questions in chat, make them real bold so I can see them. But anyway, we had a lot of people that called the show, and I kind of wanted to talk about relationships and when they should start and stop when you know that it's not working out. So I kind of use all of my talents here because really, I'll tell you, Brooklyn 99 took my saying, but I always say that mediums are the new psychologists. And I see this every day in my practice, and I see it in my friends' practice. So it is so cool if you're a medium, psychic, medium, intuitive. That's who, in California, I was talking to a few people, and they go, oh, well, we have to see our medium. I'm like, what? They said, yeah, we have to go see our medium. We see her once a week. So, being a counselor too, I said, wow, that's really interesting. Oh, yeah, they help me a lot better than my psychologist. So not putting down psychologists because I love them. And actually, I'm not a psychologist. I'm a life coach and a counselor. So, I have plenty of friends who are PhD psychologists, and they understand that being open and intuitive doesn't mean you have to be a medium, psychic, or intuitive, because everybody is. It's understanding your clients and how you work with them. Anyway, when I said that on the air, and I've been saying that now, Brooklyn 99, the show that was on television, everybody's been texting me, has just put up, it was in their show, they said, do you know the difference between a psychic and a medium and a psychologist? And the one police girl said, no, the psychologist is the mediums. The psychologists aren't smart enough to be mediums. So I love that. So everyone, just to let you know that this is really coming to the forefront. Anyway, so I mix my practice, and I do mix it when somebody needs life coaching and psychology, we do that, and then I always mix my intuitive side. But just to let you know that we had a few callers this week about relationships that they were in that they go back and forth on, and I have a theory about that, and I'd like to tell everybody listening, and then I'm going to go into another subject about what you're here for. But I believe that we're all here to learn lessons. As Leslie Journey put it, this is Earth school ground. This is Earth school. We're all here to learn. We wouldn't be here if we weren't. We'd still be up in spirit. And hey, maybe you're going to stay up there the next time because you've learned all your lessons. But one of the things we learn about is relationships and love, what we will put up with and what we won't. And it all comes from past lives experience. So I can always judge what somebody was in a past life and what their lessons are, looking at the relationships that they have now. So we had a few people call, and they were asking about somebody that that they are not seeing anymore, but will they call back? And, I'm a big believer in love. I believe it has to be two ways. It can't be from one person and not from the other. And I'm not saying, and I don't want you to take me literally with that, but there are times when we love somebody more than they actually show us love. And then they love us more than sometimes we show them love. It's ebbs and tides of love and relationships. But that's not what I'm talking about. What I want you to understand is when you love somebody, to really be in love, the other person has to be in love too. Unless you're in love with your pet or, think about it. If you're in love with your kids, which every parent should be to a point, because some kids are trying, they're in love with their parent in some way. So there should be a shared love, and especially with a romantic partner. You can't say you're in love with somebody and you haven't seen them in 18 months and they haven't called you, because really, is that love? It's really more insecurity. It's more wanting to be in love, and it's more putting up with love that is not truly good for your spirit. So I think when that happens, spirit puts it in front of you and you say, nah, I'm not, I might have done it 3 or 4 times, but this relationship is not what I want. It's not what I need. It's not what my spirit calls love. So if you feel like you are pining after someone and seeing if they're going to call or, wondering if they're going to call, my answer is going to be if they really want to be with you and if you are really meant for each other, both of you would be at the same place sooner or later. So the pining, the wondering, the the asking, are they coming back? The answer would be that spirit wants you to stand up and say, I'm not going to take that for me. I want better. I want somebody that loves me, that respects me, that treats me like I'm going to respect, love, and treat them. And so I'm asking everybody, if they're in a relationship like that, just take a look. I'm not in your relationship. I can't tell you what to do. We all have free will. But really take a glance at what you're doing, because there is somebody out there that you're impeding from coming because you're still hankering, chasing, wondering about a relationship that really isn't for you. So, and let me tell you, there's never wrong and there's never, I made a mistake in a relationship, because it's always lessons learned. So even if you've gone with somebody for a couple years back and forth and it turns out that you think you have too much invested and you don't want to give up, no, there's a reason you were doing that for the 2 or 3 years. And one of it is spirits waiting for you to say, no, I've had enough. I really am going, you might, in love and light, I am going to walk away. I'm going to look at myself. I'm going to heal myself. And I'm going to look for a partner that's as invested in me as I am invested in them. So my thoughts for all of you today are, please look at the relationships if this is sounding familiar, and know that spirit can't bring you someone when you've shut the door and are pining for someone that you're not meant to be with. So my suggestion would be for anybody in that kind of relationship, don't walk out in hate or madness. Don't walk out thinking you've wasted time. Don't leave the scene saying, oh my goodness, you know, Bonnie told me. You need to really go introspective and say, what am I getting out of this relationship? And if you feel that you're putting out a lot more and you've always done that, it's time to pull in and respect and love yourself and say, you know what? Even if I have to go on online dating, which I am a big advocate for, even though I didn't meet my husband that way. I was 19 when I met him, and you know, I'm 17 now. So, but you know, I have so many clients that have married even 20 years ago, people they've met online. So I don't believe that you can diss anything. Just because you might not have had a good experience with one doesn't mean that you, a good example is my cousin was married twice, and she came to my home and she said, Bonnie, you know what I miss? I don't miss, like, I just miss somebody to talk to. I miss somebody to go to movies with. I don't necessarily want to get married. So when she went back to where she was from, she got online. Well, the first 4 dates, oh my goodness, you would have laughed to hear what had happened. But the 5th date, she's married to him. It's been 12 years. He's the nicest, sweetest. He's a dentist, tall, good looking, and Sherry got lucky. So and she's a sweetheart too. She's a nurse. But if I told you that she, with each time she went, she laughed to herself and said, you know, I said I wanted a guy just to be with and to just, you know, kind of talk and chat. And she says, the first 4 were nothing. I would have given more than a couple hours. But the great thing is that she never gave up. So this is what I'm going to say to all of you. And I'm not promoting any online dating. I'm not promoting meeting people walking down the street. I'm just saying, open up. If your relationship is not great and you're looking for something better for yourself, and don't negate anything that comes your way. And that's what I'm going to tell you about what I felt needed to be said with people that called the show this week. Lessons learned, you have to learn them. You have to go through them. It's how quickly you move past them that actually we wait for. So if you're in a relationship and let's say you put in 4 years back and forth, and you say, well, you know, when it's good, it's good. And when it's bad, it's bad. Well, guess what? There's somebody out there that when it's good, it's going to be good. And when it's bad, both of you are going to get through it together and it won't be so bad. So I'm not going to say everything's hunky-dory all the time with relationships, but it's how you relate to them together, not apart, that makes a lifelong partner. So I hope if anybody needs my help, because there were a couple of people I would have loved to give my card to on the phone, I mean on the radio, please call me, and I so love what I do. So now that I'm talking about that, I'm looking in chat to see if I, if you have any questions. If you don't have any questions, I'm going to move to the next subject that I wanted to talk about. First, I wanted to also talk about, which I love, and thank you for listening, is what we're here for. You know, I think people forget a lot of times, and sometimes people don't know why they're here. They're, you know, they look, and I can tell you, it's generally to love and learn, okay? But where were you in the past that makes you learn the lessons that you wrote to come down here? And that's called past lives. And I love that. Sometimes I can see them. I can see them real clear on a continuum by what you're learning now. So it is super cool. I ask all of you to just reflect on what issues you have in this life. Usually it'll tell you what issues you have to work on from past lives. And I'd love to do that again. So I know we got out of doing past lives, and I still love them because that's the lessons that you're learning here. One of the lessons in past lives, I believe we come back, is for relationships. And relationships could be anything from your pet relationship to your self relationship. There's people that I know that are on this earth that really are here to hold a vibration. They're really not here to find the love of their life. They're not here to be so gaga in love, although that would be nice. They're here to make friends. They're here to hold the earth vibration. They're here to spread their love around. And they're really content with themselves. I've met many people like that. Then I've met people who are here to make up relationships. You could see that if they're in a relationship, sometimes the partners, you could tell this partner owed this partner something from a last past life. So it's interesting when you see opposites that attract. Things that you aren't comfortable with that your partner has, a lot of times you can see that they're coming back to help you understand and create something else in your life. So it's interesting to see past lives. You can see it in your birth chart. You can see what you're here to work on. And I love that. And also about finding careers. That was a big topic this week too. Finding careers. You know, I always believe that spirit will lead you your heart's path to what you're here for. And if you listen, like I was a nurse for all these years. Then I was a counselor for all these years. And then I got on the radio. Somebody just called up and said, you're going to be on the radio, a year and a half ago. So if those things didn't fall into place, I feel like they fell into place for a reason. So nobody could believe I was a nurse, even though I was a great nurse. I always wanted to be an actress. So I ended up in nursing. But if I didn't end up in nursing, when I did, I wouldn't have met my husband, who I really feel was from a past life because we're so opposite. And he looks like Bon Jovi. He's really cute. So that was what really drove me totally to him. But, you know, he likes fishing. He's more of a ruffian boy. You know, he was brought up in Florida, barefooting. I was brought up in the city in Philadelphia. I like shopping, lipstick, and, oh my goodness, chatting. Totally opposite. But I know that past life, he or I owed each other something. And it's been a great road. And we both loved, we've both learned, we've both had kids, and we've both taught each other well. So when I see that, opposites, I usually look for what happened in someone's past life. And it is true, opposites attract. And usually because you're looking for something that you don't have, that you've always subconsciously wished for. So see, I guess I was wishing for that I barefoot, that I boated, and that I was in the ocean. Even though I don't want to do that, that's what my soul needed to look for. His soul needed to look for somebody who was outgoing, gregarious, could understand when he's late because he is a surgeon, and somebody that would have his back. And so I believe when you look at couples, you can see that. And then you see couples that are exactly the same. They eat together. They eat the same food. They laugh together. They have the same music. They hold hands. And when they're 95 million years old, you see them walking in the sunset together. And they've been together since they're 14. Very lucky, very rare, but they also, you look at the relationship and the dynamics they came in with. So it's so cool. I love looking at relationships. Karma plays a big part in what you're doing here. Karmic ties, karmic footprints that you leave here. Again, you don't want to leave. We try to leave with a light karmic footprint because making karma means you got to pay karma, good or bad. So, and I don't like to look at karma as, everybody says karma is attached to Saturn. Saturn is the taskmaster, the father of time. So that would mean that karma, I'm like, because, Saturn for me is, So the thing that I will tell you is karma doesn't have to be looked that way, but lightly do unto others as you would have them do unto you is a great one. Help somebody in need when you can. Always lend a hand if you're able. And kind words can always be said, even if you want to say, oh, that person's so mean, why did they do that? All you have to say is, I would bet they have troubles. If they are treating people so mean, they must have troubles in their own life, and I'm going to walk away in love and light. You don't have to put up with it, but just don't engage. So that was another thing that came up in my practice this week is about getting back at somebody or somebody is being mean and hurt the other person. You can walk away. You don't have to put up with abuse, bad behavior, bad anything to your soul. But when you walk away, it's got to be in, I feel sorry for that individual that they would have to lash out at me. They must have, not me, this is my clients this week, that they must have so many issues at home that they can't be nice. That way you're walking away with no karmic imprint that you'll have to make up. So I have got a caller, 281-281, you are on with me. Hi. Hello. Ooh, okay. I'm so sorry. You've just been listening. Anyway, talking about that. Hi, Brenda. I see Brenda on here. And Brenda, I'm sure, would agree with me about treating everybody with respect, love, and light. And that is so important when you're talking to people, and it's hard to do. Even I find myself, if a situation comes up, I'm like, But truthfully, if you think about it before you speak, watch what you say. Your words mean things. I just saw an article about, and I do have, I like teenagers, a little older in my practice, from about 18 on, but be careful, because what I hear from these young adults is, my mom always told me I was this. My dad always said I was this. And when you ask a parent, your son or daughter feels that this is what you felt when they were six, what happens is they say, oh, I didn't mean it. I only said it out of frustration. But that child has held on to the young adulthood and probably through their life, unless they get counseling or help, that parent thought that. So watch your words with people. It's not easy. It's certainly not that we can do that all the time, because even I start flying off the handle when certain things happen. But try, if you can, to watch what you say, because what you say, words have meaning. Meaning has matter, and words have matter and energy to them. So kind, nice, sweet words will have just as much energy as the nasty, not nice, degrading words. And that's the problem. The words, and I had a client, and what the client said to me was this. They said, my dad thought that I was, I'm just going to say, an idiot. This kid is very bright. So I said, I talked to your father, and he said he loves you very much, and that, yes, he did say that, but he was frustrated. And the child said, or the young adult said, it doesn't matter. He could have told me a billion times how great I was, how nice I was, how much he loved me, but all I heard was that I was an idiot. So that's why words matter. And really, I know that it's hard sometimes, especially with when we're angry and heated. Be careful, especially with young adults and kids, if you've got them, that a positive word always counts. A negative word will hold on forever. So please, it's hard to backtrack once you do it. So Again, watch your words. I am going to take 804. 804, you are on with Bonnie. Hi.
Hey, good morning, sis. I hear you had a week. You had a week. So did I.
Hi.
So did I, baby.
Well, I know.
Good morning.
You tell me, because you know what? The energy's high, Brenda. I got to tell you, babes, the energy was crazy this week.
Yeah, it was.
Tell me what's going on.
Well, you know what I did this week. I was talking about the brain and thought patterns and energy, which you just talked about, and I was also talking about sleep. And seemed to be a very bad sleeping problem this week. Okay. So, not getting enough sleep and not paying attention to what you're talking about. I mean, we're going through something. I don't think it's a Mercury retrograde. I think this is a human thing that's going on, Bonnie.
Really? Because I got to tell you something, and then you need to tell me. What happened was I talked to my astrologist, you know, that's on the show, and he said, it seems like you're going through the Mercury retrograde a week early. And I'm like, okay.
Yeah. Yeah, and that's possible. Yeah, this is Brenda. Yeah. Oh, everybody's saying, who is that? Yeah, it's me. Okay.
Hi.
Anyway,
Wait,
we went through it a week earlier, so I'm looking at quantum timing here. This might be a dimensional thing, Bonnie, that's occurring. Okay?
Really? Well, can you please before you start, Brenda, because everybody's going to know where you are and who you are, tell everybody who you are, because I love you, I respect you, I love what
you
do.
Thank you. Love you, too. I'm Brenda Bradshaw. Yeah, I'm Brenda Bradshaw.
And tell them about
basically
yourself.
Bonnie, babe, we're not plugging. Hey, girl, let me tell you something. I don't need a plug right now because I'm in a transition. So are you?
Go ahead, baby.
I'm getting ready to hook over and flip my whole show to another area.
Oh.
And Bonnie, I told you that this was the plan for 2015. Remember? Yo,
yeah.
Come on.
Yeah. Yes, but you know,
I do not need any plugs for this particular show anymore because it's going to flip so fast, you and me both. The transition, now, your astrology person was talking about something that happened, and I have to look back at a lot of people who told me this was going to happen. I'm looking at Edgar Casey, who kept saying, okay, you guys, any moment, any second, we could flip dimensions. Any moment, any second, okay?
Wow.
Mm-hmm. And I heard an astrologer, a really good one, man, talking about this 8 year of infinity. You know that, right?
Yeah.
Okay. She said, and I'm telling you, you ever hook in with this guy, Joseph Spirit Man? You ever hook in with him?
I haven't. You know, I haven't. It's really crazy how people hear me or get to my show, but no, I haven't. Is he on Blog Talk or he's just somebody?
Oh yeah, but he's getting ready to flip to he's getting ready to flip to television. Okay.
Yay! That's what I
want to
do.
Baby, that's what I'm talking to you about.
I know.
Well,
how am I getting there, Brenda?
He started streaming. He's going to start streaming. He's been 8 years. In fact, he hit his infinity year on Blog Talk. So he was talking about he's going to start streaming on his website, television. Okay?
Yes.
Now, this is possible, Bonnie. This is possible.
Somebody offered it to me already, and I just know. I mean, I'm just not sure. Is that the way, you know? But they want my, you know, it's a lot. It's not, I know that you have to spend money to make money. But the thing
No. That's the world talking. Okay, don't go there. Don't go there.
Okay.
No. This is not a money thing, baby. This is something else.
Okay.
Bonnie.
Okay. I'm getting there. Okay. All right, tell me how. Go ahead. Go for it, Brenda.
Well, everybody sees the resistance and limitations of a third-dimensional world. But if your thinking properties are on a fifth-dimension world where I think you are, and I am. Fifth-dimensional thinking and dimensional thinking we do not talk about monetary limitations. That's off the table.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? All right. Now, I know that you meet people where they are. I know that.
Yeah.
And, yeah, they're having problems with relationships. Yeah, they are having problems with their dreams. Yeah, they're not sleeping good.
Yeah.
And, yeah, their brains are going wacko. Okay. When you hit the year of infinity, which is what we're in now, the year of 2015, what happens is everything above. This is what this astrologer was talking about, and I understand it. She said everything above is below, and everything below is above.
Yeah.
It was a flip of the eight, okay?
Wow. Wow.
That's wow, yeah. And that was on Joseph. Anybody can go in the archives on Joseph's Spirit Man show and listen to her. She gave the prophecy on the first show of the year. And it's gotten millions of hits, Bonnie, because
okay.
It really explains exactly how this is going to occur. Everything that is in heaven is on earth now, in us.
Well,
got
yeah.
It?
Yes, I
in,
do.
But yeah, but this is the year where we have realization of it, Bonnie, recognition of it.
Wow.
And this is troubling to relationships that you thought was a relationship, but it's not, because you lost a relationship with your own self, identity.
Well,
am I making this clear?
Honey, that's what I was
talking about. I know you were
talking
about it.
Yeah.
I know you were. You're right on it. You're right
Thank
on
you.
It. Thank you.
Thank
welcome.
You.
I'll confirm you're right on it. And I'm on it. And everybody
yeah.
who is in it is on it. Oh, boy. Oh, that's crazy, everybody.
honey, now we're not talking sexual. We're just talking normal. We're on it and in it.
You know, you could say it's a sexual union of spirit. You can say
yeah.
that.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, guess what? I just have
I think,
to, you know, 1 o'clock in the morning, I'm all up about everything.
Well, you know, the thoughts in the back of your head, the ego thoughts, are getting lower in frequency. Okay, now that's a very interesting subject, okay?
Mm-hmm.
And you probably noticed it your own self, Bonnie, where you're becoming more clear in your thinking.
Absolutely.
It's called clear thinking.
Absolutely.
Okay, now that happened somewhat last year too.
Mm-hmm.
But this year, let me ask you, when you wake up in the morning, what are your first thoughts when you've been waking up in the morning since the first of the year, last couple of weeks?
Well, my first thoughts is I've really gone into thanking, you know, the universe, my spirits, my God.
Oh, is that so?
Yeah.
You're waking up in gratitude, my darling?
Yes, darling, I am, and I'm very grateful, although I want this to move on. I'm still very grateful, and I'm trying not to be that gravy train that, you know, the watch pot that never boils. So I get up and I say thank you for everything that I have and everything that I am. That's what I do.
And that is spirit that's been
yes.
with you all night, all through your dream states. And as
yes.
you're waking up, yeah, Organic Sky says the first thought is, this is a perfect day. That's right.
I love
She's got it.
Yeah, I need to talk to Organic Skies. Honey, you have got it right, and I know this is perfect for you. I'm glad you're listening to the show. And Organic, I love you, and things will always get better with that attitude. So go ahead.
An attitude of gratitude. Hang
gratitude.
In there, girl.
That's right.
Attitude,
that.
Gratitude.
That's right. Absolutely, Brenda. So tell me what I'm looking at that, you know, I just was talking to another medium friend of mine in the UK, and he said he thought that I should go on to Google webinars, which is where, you know, you live stream to YouTube. Is that, you know, I'm thinking about doing.
Yeah, I think that's been offered, the stream to YouTube, but Joseph seems to think that he can do it through his own website.
Yeah, he can.
So here's the thing about it. Now, when we're talking about monetary and money limitations to this thing, it's a wide open field. I hooked in with somebody called, wait a second, it's called Consciousness Now. I want
uh-huh.
you to go on their website.
Okay.
They have jumped on it, okay?
Okay.
It's called consciousnessnow.com, okay?
Gotcha.
And what they're doing is they're doing interviews with psychics and mediums and whatever.
My
and all
job.
These people, huh?
That's my job. No, I'm kidding. That's what
Say
I do.
Say what, girl? That's the job that we're being called to.
Yes.
But we got to hook in with them because they're already out there on the board. They took a leap on it. And what's going on now is that everybody else is taking a leap for it. And Blog Talk knows this. That's another thing. Okay.
Yeah, I feel so, like it's coming to Blog Talk, though, Brenda. I really do, and that's why I.
Let's see. 2 years ago, somebody hooked me into Blog Talk. They told me they were going to back off till it happened. So they came back and emailed me the first of this year and says it's going to happen this year. So yeah we're going to have television and through this. Well, they got Skype already set up, Bonnie. All they got to do is hook in the stream. Okay.
Honey, I'm so with you because that's why I've stuck with. I've got to tell you, and I've talked to many people, and they all try to get me to go somewhere else, and I won't because I know that Spirit has me set right here, and I know why. Well, you know,
I like what you were talking about relationships too, because you said who was this girl that did five different relationships, and on the fifth one she hit it.
Yeah.
And you said, just stick with it.
Yeah.
Sometimes you're going to get blockages. Sometimes it's not going to work. But keep pushing it until it is going to work, because it is going to work eventually.
Absolutely.
Okay. I like that.
Yeah. Because, I think a year ago, eHarmony or Match.com was listening because I do not recommend any of them. I recommend the one that says you. But I got to tell you that I can't tell you how many people you will meet and you never hear how they've met their spouse or their girlfriend or boyfriend. Now it's a little bit more common. And actually, the young kids are doing it. In fact, I had three weddings of friends that their daughters or sons, and they're gorgeous kids. I mean, bright. Met their people from OkCupid or one of them because they don't have the availability anymore. Like it used to be that we got married early. So, and that was my big point. When you were 15, 16, 17, 18, you met people in high school around your house. Now we're a mobile society. People are getting, we're going to college. We're going to, they're having to get masters, PhDs. They're not getting out into their 30s. And once you hit getting out of your school and into your work environment, most of the people, you know, there are people that say, oh, well, we put our love into the education and now we go back and everybody's married. So, which isn't true, but in the young kids, they don't go to parties anymore. One is you don't want them to.
That's right.
They don't have house parties anymore. Bars are not the scene where you want to. Now, I have a friend who met somebody in a bar, but you don't want that scene every night. So how are you going to meet people? And this is how they've expanded their horizons. And people have met people from other, you know, states that way. And I'm really excited because when I see longevity in this, meaning that it's not that you get married and 3 years later you're divorced because you really didn't know each other. I'm seeing people, and I have them in 20, 15, and back then those things were pretty bare bones. That have been married, and they just, I go, how did you meet your wife? Oh, we met on Match.com. What, 15 years ago? So, you know, I see the longevity of a lot of these too.
Well, I like what you said, expansion, because if this is the year of infinity, infinity means limited possibilities. Okay, so you do not limit your possibilities.
Absolutely.
If your thinking is, and I'm going back to my brain thing we've been doing, if your thinking is that you are in a limited world inside your own self, now we know that the universe has no limitations. The universe.
Absolutely.
Energy has no limitations.
That's
creation
right.
is still occurring. So if you are a co-creator to your own reality, that's what you said,
absolutely.
Then you must expand your own reality and your universe inside. It works all that, Bonnie, what you just said.
Yeah, because, you know, I'm so happy you said this, because when people come to me and they say, why, and I look and say, really, let's look, you co-created this, but we can always co-create it a different existence right now. You don't have to be in this. You can start with positive thinking. You can start with positive words. Once you smile and not frown, your whole world starts to open up. Once you close the doors that are not are not serving you, are not good for you, are in your path to teach you how to stand up for yourself, how to stand up for love, how to stand up for purity, how to stand up for all that, then the doors fly open. So, yeah, that's what I call procreation. And we also wrote these things before we came down. We wrote the pattern that we need to learn. Even though we have free will, we have come down to learn certain things. And it's how and when we learn them. And I always say, Brenda, especially,
yeah.
I always say, and I said this to Kelly, because poor Kelly, but I always say, you can go easy or you can go hard. Spirit gently pushes you into the things that you need to be in. And if you don't listen, they push you a little harder and they take certain things away. And if you don't listen, it's a little harder till finally you're in a situation where you have to change. So I always ask people to, before you get to that stage, let's look at what we can do to not get there. And I love that. So I so agree with you. So you agree with me. So.
Oh, totally agree with everything that you're saying, because I wouldn't be here otherwise.
Uh-huh.
We have to start recognizing that one particular fact, Bonnie, that people always say opposites attract. But I want to tell you all something about opposites of who you really are. Because Bonnie mentioned something very interesting. She said she really didn't want to perform taking her shoes off and being a country girl. But then again, she marries a guy who takes his shoes off and was a country guy.
Absolutely.
So that was Bonnie's expression. Y'all got this? Expression of energy that she drew through that law of attraction. Now, we don't understand the law of attraction completely. Oh, we do not.
No.
Some people say, well, I was thinking this one way, but did you actually know that in your heart you wanted something different? Aha.
Yeah.
So we have to conclude, everyone, that the heart is part of the law of attraction, Bonnie.
Yes. Oh, honey, it's a big part of the law of attraction. And, you know, I'll tell you, since you're talking on me and since I'm using me as an example, because I don't mind doing that. My husband doesn't listen to the show. Thank goodness. No, I'm kidding. But this is the thing. A lot of people said to me, I can't believe you're marrying him. Now, I do believe in that we had a karmic past, and that's the reason. I married 34 years. We're very happy. But, everybody goes through – when I say everybody's happy, I gave you that we all go through our highs and lows, and thank goodness we have been able to support each other through that. But I have to tell you this. Everybody said, I can't believe you're marrying him. He's so opposite of you, but really, or that he married you, because I can handle opposites because I'm a people person. But I have to tell you the reason we do that, like you said, and like I said today, is a lot of times we draw to us what we lack in ourselves, and it makes us whole. If I married somebody like me, we'd talk so much, we'd get no work done. I probably wouldn't want to listen to him, and he probably wouldn't want to listen to me. So,
well,
again,
you just brought a new perspective to that whole situation. Everything has dimensions. Nothing's flat, Bonnie.
That's right.
And if we kind of look, she said, y'all heard her, that, yeah, you don't want somebody exactly like you. That would be boring.
Yeah.
You want to fill up that part of you or that empty place, you know.
That you can learn.
And then, exactly, it's a learning. That's what a relationship is.
Absolutely.
It's not about something you think it is. It's about the universe, people.
Yeah, I know people don't love to hear this, but it starts with you and what you want for your happiness. Everybody's happiness is different, Brenda. What makes somebody happy might not make me happy. I'm happy all the time, so everything does make me happy. I find happiness in everything. But there are very few people that can say that. But what makes Gloria happy might not make Regina happy. But one thing is, what you have to find in yourself is what in this lifetime, this physical lifetime that you have right now, this earth school, that will make you happy? What's going to make your heart sing? Some people, it would be a house in the country. It would be flowers. They wouldn't care. They just need enough to get by. And the other, what'll make, I'm going to use Kim Kardashian only because that's what I saw on television when my daughter was home. What's going to make her happy is not going to make that person in Woodstock happy. So everybody has to figure out in this physical life what is going to teach their soul what they need to know to move on and will actually make them happy in this physical material world. So once you can do that, it really absolutely helps you to know to navigate your life. Again, I wouldn't suggest it be anything, and I do know that there's many people who it does, including some of myself, that you need monetary things and things that do make you happy. But I just saw an article that somebody put in my Facebook, which I love, and I want everybody to go there if you can. It was a science experiment, and the science teacher filled up the jar with all golf balls, and he said to his class, is the jar full? And they all looked, and they probably were in like 10th grade. And they all said, yeah. And then he put pebbles in there on top of it. And of course, the pebbles filled in the part that those big golf balls didn't. And they all looked, and he goes, well, is the jar full? And the class said, yes. And he then put sand in. Well, the sand filled up the place in between the rocks and the golf balls. And they laughed. The class laughed, and he said, is it full yet? And the class said, yes. And he poured chocolate milk in. And now he said, is the glass full yet? Well, the people were laughing and said, yes, it's full. And he says, yes. So if I would have put the golf balls in first, if I would have put the golf balls in last, we wouldn't have had enough room for the golf balls, right? And everybody looked and said, yes. He said, the golf balls represent your family, your friends, the love of yourself, and the love of pets, anybody that you love. He said the pebbles represent your home, your job, any extraneous things. Your sand represents all the other things that you might like, and the milk is your topping. He said, so don't fill your jar up with anything but your golf balls first, because otherwise they don't fit in and you don't have enough time for them. And that is family, love of yourself, love of your surroundings as far as people. And so I believe he taught that science class a lot saying that, and that means your first priority should be loving yourself, loving the people in your family and the people you choose to love, including, you know, your core family and people, your pebbles are next. It's your home and your job. So what they're saying and what this science teacher said, you can find it on my Facebook page, is that we all get crazy bogged up. We all end up upset about this. And in the long run is if you fill your jar up with all the extraneous things and give them more attention, those golf balls can't fit in. And really, the golf balls, which represent love of yourself, love of your family, suffers. So I think it was a great lesson for these kids to know that people
Wonderful, Bonnie. We'll all go and see that. We're about out of time, honey, but yes, I have enjoyed this so much. You are just a wonderful lady.
Thank you.
And you have such a great spirit to share. You do.
Thank you.
I see Candace, Organic Skies. They're having a great time, and I tell you, we can bring it on. We'll bring it down, and we'll bring it to you because we love y'all.
I have 90 seconds, Brenda. You couldn't have sent it better for me. I so appreciate you calling in. I always love to chat with you.
I love you too, doll baby.
You're my sister,
and I don't even know you physically, but that don't matter to me. I love you, doll. Love y'all.
I love you, Brenda. But
later, honey.
Bye, sweetheart. I just
bye, darling.
You're my sister from a different mister and a different mother, but not a different soul family. So I love.
Oh no, yo, baby. Bye. I love you.
Bye, Brenda. Have a great day. Thank you for starting it with me, everyone. I just want to say I have 51 seconds. Monday is Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday next week are packed to the McGillicuddy's. With guests, with talk with me, because it's always me. I don't know why, but it is. But I hope that you enjoy the show. I hope you you had a good coffee. I hope that we touched on things that you would like to hear. I love you all. Thank you. Thank you, Candy, for coming in. Thank you, everyone, for listening. I love that you started my day with me. It really means a lot to me. It means so much to start. I have my third cup of coffee with you all, and I want to thank you. I will see you Monday. Have a great and safe weekend. Thank you for supporting me. Please go to Blog Talk and like me, and you would get all of our shows. So, again, have a great weekend. Thank you, Brenda. Thank you, everyone, and bye. Love is in the air.